DW.
This part of Mount Elgon region in eastern Uganda is only accessible by foot. It takes me about 2 hours through the hills and valleys to reach the area. Here I find 44-year Peter Clover and his family tilling their land. He tells me about the deadly landslide in June this year that killed 25 people.
The river which flooded destroyed all the crops and animals across, and people who are living the streams and the river are in scare of much flooding which will come next as it has continued to rain. And we are scared. Government is promising that we forget the place, but we are now scared where to go.
Since the devastating 2010 landslides that killed 365 people, the government said residents should vacate the area, but only a handful of them did, as no compensation was offered. George Namatati lost his brother and his entire family of five in 2010 landslides. The 75-year-old has lost count of devastating landslides, but despite that, he still lives here.
We are in the fear that this thing can happen again at any time, as it has happened in one of our neighboring areas, Mwalukani, and the rains are so heavy. So we are staying in sort of a danger zone, or a shadow of anything can happen to our lives. We don't know what will happen next. So when the rains rain, the land can always be washed away.
Global warming, combined with other climate effects like extreme rainfall, is speeding up some of the basic geological processes. Softer rocks and soils that used to stay frozen most of the year are now thawing and eroding faster. Some hydrologists have warned that climate change will not only increase the frequency but also the magnitude of landslide events. State Minister for Environment Mary Goretti Kitutu is an environmentalist and published researcher of the landslide crisis in the Elgon. The region is particularly prone to disasters due to makeup of the soils, she says.
The nature of the soils in Bududa have very high clay. Clay holds water. It does not allow fast flow of water through the soils, so it stagnates the water during heavy rains, and that's what makes those hills to slide.
Early warning systems, which are a non-primary tool in disaster risk reduction and climate change adaptation, are non-existent here, as I find out from Edward Watua, a local politician in this area.
There is no disaster warning now at the moment. It is just there in the papers. There's disaster management committees at the district, and which the district is inactive, I can say.
I learned from Watua that this sub-county has a budget line of an equivalent of $540 that can be used for disaster response but not climate change adaptation. For communities here, lack of capital, lack of machinery and technical equipment, lack of adaptation knowledge about flash floods and landslides make them extremely vulnerable. One of the adaptation measures for Mount Elgon area is reforestation, says Environment Minister Mary Goretti Kitutu.
So the lasting solution to the Elgon side is proper planning for that area, such that we have the steep areas covered with forests. And once you have the forest, when it rains, the water will be held by the forests. But now what we are having is when it rains, it falls on bare soils. And once the rain saturates the soils, then you get the landslides. If you have to live in Mount Elgon, you should have 60% of that area under forest cover.
Government and aid agencies have flagged this area as a red zone for climate variability. The United Nations Development Programme, UK and Danish agencies poured $1 million into a pilot program for residents to cope with the weather extremes. One of the targets was afforestation. Some saplings were disputed for planting, but they did not take root in the wet clay soils. Farmers like Kulova say they don't believe the reduction of tree cover was the reason for frequent mudslides.
The landslide has not been the issue of destroying trees, but it has been due to heavy rains, the water has sunk into the soils, it has reached the major rocks underground, they are now weak, and the water is just coming up because of pressure. That's why it's moving, but it's not because we have cut down a lot of... We still have many trees in Bududa. It's because the soils has been weakened by heavy rains in Bududa. It's a climatic change.
The government in 2010 hatched a plan to move households to other parts of Uganda. The resettlement plan was to cost billions of shillings, but a huge chunk of the money was not released. Just a few were resettled elsewhere. Without funds to adapt to these landslides, communities are trapped in a vicious circle of disaster response, says Martin Owor, Uganda's Commissioner for Relief and Disaster Preparedness.
We have hazard mapped the whole country, showing which disaster happens where. And that's why we can tell you that next year, during the month of June, there is going to be a landslide in Bududa. We are going to have the 68th landslide, I know. We are going to have the 69th. What I don't know is whether people will die in it or not.
Wambi Michael, DW, Mount Elgon, Uganda.
DW.